so many songs, so little time. Old ones and new ones, some that are mine. Seasons slip by so swiftly, it seems like a crime. There are so many songs, so little time.
You're listening to Now and Then with your hosts, Gary Harrell
and Linda Harrell, where we play songs from yesterday and today
on Radio St. Pete, 96.7 FM, WMTBLP St. Petersburg, where local music lives.
You can also listen online at RadioSt.Pete.com. We open the show with So Many Songs by Charlie Grote.
Coming up, you have Cranberry Lake by Richard McLemail.
Followed by Big Sky Country by Sophia Talvik.
And after that, you got Jules Dobrowolski with the song
That Works for Me.
'75, I was 10. My grandparents owned an old cottage back then. They sat on a lake that was quite hard to find. The drive was a long one, but we didn't mind. And every morning my grandma would make a wee cup of coffee I'd gratefully take. And we'd watch the sun rise, and when it was through, we'd plan out our day and the great things we'd do. And everything seemed so much fun when you're 10. We'd swim to the float and we'd swim back again. We'd go to the old store and buy cherry soda and gum. Grown-ups would sit in the shade in July, and they'd watch us play, and they desperately try to not think about the adults we'd eventually become. My grandfather taught me to fish on that lake. We'd go out before everyone was awake. We'd sit there for hours and catch two or three. And I know that it was a big deal to me. And I had my first crush on that lake way back when. I was so young, she was 16 then. To her I was only a kid, and I know I thought she was pretty and I told her so. And everything seemed so much fun when you're 10. We'd swim to the float and we'd swim back again. We'd go to the old store and buy Coca-Cola and gum. The grown-ups would sit in the shade in July, and they'd watch us play, and they'd desperately try to not think about the adults we'd eventually become. My father, he failed when he thought that he could find the old lake where the old cottage stood. It hid from my dad but could not hide from me. And satellite photos and technology. And I drove to the lake that we'd all left behind. I wasn't prepared for the sight that I'd find. A small pond of water 100 yards wide. I slowed down the car and I pulled to the side. This is the place where the old store should be. And that lake looks more like a small pond to me. The cottage is gone, all that's left is an empty space. This little pond could this ride had all those great memories, but it's so familiar, I know that I'm in the right place. And our memories color events of the past. The cottage is gone, but my memory will last. Deep down inside you, you know that it's true. It's people, not places, that matter to you.
New to say. that works for me. If you only come around when he's out of town, that's all right, we won't fight, that works for me. If you see me out and you have to turn away, like you don't see, if you only phone when you're home all alone, that works for me. If you finally slip away, then tell me you can't stay, I'll be fine, I don't mind, that works for me. You know that I drop everything the moment that you call, 'cause without you even everything don't matter much at all.
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from Crooked Thumb Brewery in Safety Harbor. Crooked Thumb's tasting room offers up to 20 beers on tap, and the Beer Garden presents live music and food vendors weekends. More at CrookedThumbBrew.com.
Coming up in this segment is Like You Mean It by Katie Klim, Wiki Watchy Mermaid by Treble Hook, and 100,000 Butterflies by Sherman Noir.
Sherman used to come over from Berlin. He was lived in Berlin, Germany, and he stayed in Treasure Island. He was. We used to do the living room sessions at CJ's on the beach, and which now CJ's is over there on 22nd Avenue. And this song goes out to Pat's mom, Mrs. Barmore.
Time, 'cause I Well, this is a song about a beautiful river here in Florida that the Seminole Indians called the Little River Weekiwachee.
Right.
She was reborn in 1947 after her father helped win the Second World War. And he fell in love with a little piece of heaven found only in a mother's Florida soul. She's a marvelous attraction. See her curves from the main road, a sideshow distraction by any means. Watch her boys, she boils when she moves, and you can see her through the water's glass as she's rising from the cavern stove under a blue sky at morning sunrise. And in one quick glance, she's gonna catch your eyes. And when she touches you, you never want to say goodbye. She's a fine catch, a real sight to behold. But be careful with her heart, boys. You know her blood runs cold. And if she takes your waltz in, west of Bayport. You're gonna surely taste her lips at sunset, down on the Gulf of Mexico, and on a full moon, high tide, you can see her bosom rise, the deep blue below, and all the stars in the sky. She's a fine catch, and she will capture your gaze. She's a real fine catch, boys, just watch her when she plays. She's a fine catch, hind your head, dancing in the waves. She's a real fine catch, boys, don't you let this one get away. She's a fine catch, and you will be amazed. She's a real fine catch, boys, she's a wiki-watchy mermaid.
What a beautiful life, what a beautiful song, what a beautiful place, a beautiful dawn, beautiful hope, what a beautiful dream we share together. What
a beautiful life, what a beautiful song, what a beautiful place that we belong. Beautiful hope, what a beautiful dream we share together. What a beautiful life, what a beautiful song, what a beautiful place, a beautiful town. Beautiful hope, what a beautiful dream we share together. What a beautiful life, what a beautiful song, what a beautiful place that we belong. Beautiful hope, what a beautiful dream we share together. Oh, what a beautiful life. Hey, beautiful life. What a beautiful life.
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from 7C Music, 535 22nd Street South in the Warehouse Arts District. 7C Music is a full-service guitar repair shop, live music venue, and coffee bar. More at 7cmusic.com.
April is Donate Life Month. More than 100,000 people are currently on the national transplant wait list, including over 5,000 people in Florida. And someone is added to that list every 8 minutes. Sign up today to become an organ donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org. We start this next segment with Ronnie Elliott.
And Ronnie Elliott had a birthday just the other day. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old Ronnie is, but you'll be able to figure it out by the song. And Ronnie has been a staple in the Tampa Bay area since the 60s when he was with a group called Duck Butter. They backed up Chuck Berry when he came through town, and plus he has a lot of his own music.
Follow that, we'll have When the Levee Breaks by Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the Led Zeppelin version of When the Levee Breaks. This is the original one from 1929.
And we'll end that segment with Every Day I Learn Something New by Short Stuff. And it certainly seems that every day I do learn something new.
And Short Stuff is a group out of the 70s. They were from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And yeah, I like this song.
In 1947, Billboard still had race record in country and western charts. Hank Williams released his first record in January of that year. Alan Wolfe met Junior Parker in 1947. They decided to start a band. I was born in Birmingham, Alabama that year. Same year that Winoni Harris signed a contract with King Records. And Roy Brown either wrote or stole Good Rockin' Tonight, depending on who you talk to. He released it as a record. And in Tupelo, Mississippi, a 12-year-old Elvis Aaron Presley started taking his guitar to school every day. Now the radio has gone to hell. Hank Williams has gone to heaven. They ask you when rock and roll was born. You tell them 1947. Jordan cut Reed Petit and Gone in 47. A real rocker. Ahmet Erdogan and Herb Abramson started Atlantic Records. Johnny Otis pared down his big band and he moved home to L.A. Meanwhile, the Shelton brothers recorded a hillbilly version of Matchbox Blues, which had been handed down from Blind Lemon Jefferson. We passed through Carl Perkins' hands before we got it back from the Beatles. I was born with the rock and roll, a joy and a fire down in my soul. When I've gone, if I bypass heaven, tell them I was born in 1947. cost a dollar that year to get into the Apollo Theater in Harlem. A lot of money in those days. Leonard and Phil Chess started Aristocrat Records. Lou Chud started Imperial. Jimmy Liggins recorded Cadillac Boogie. Maybe the first rock and roll record. So that's where they took Rocket 88. Came out a couple years later. Now the radio has gone to hell. Benny Joy has gone to heaven. They ask you when Ronnie Elliott was born. Tell them 1947. Yeah, the record business has gone straight to hell. Hank Williams is in heaven. They ask you when rock and roll was born. Tell them 1947. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all gone to hell. Well, Willie John. If they ask you, rock and roll was born, you tell them 1947.
of you. That was the last thing I thought I'd ever do. But every day I learn something new. Said every day now I learn something new. You might not understand all the things I do, but all I ever wanted was a
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from the North End Tap House and Kitchen at 2908 Beach Boulevard in the Art Village Courtyard of Gulfport. The North End Tap House offers craft beers and ciders and a deli-style menu, live music Wednesday through Saturday evenings, and an open mic on Tuesday evening. More at the NorthEndTapHouse.com.
We'll start this segment with 25 Mexicans by Phil Lee, and then we'll play Lost Man's Creek by Brian Smalley.
Brian Smalley, he doesn't come over to Skyway Bridge too often. He's down there in Bradenton somewhere south of, maybe even south of Bradenton.
And then we'll finish that segment with Ain't Doing Too Bad by Wendy Rich.
Wendy Rich and the Soul Shakers. Wendy used to be around here, but because of her horses, she moved up near the Brooksville area, and you can find her usually playing somewhere up around Hudson.
Mexicans live in the house where I was born. That's fine, don't worry me none. I got nothing against the Mexicans. I watch them work like the work of bees, building them roads, chopping down trees, doing a job my kind won't. time they smile, most times they don't. Across the borderline, there's dreams to a better life we've been seen. Far from home, they have to come, make some money, and send it home. In the trailer trucks, in the minivans, pack it like a sardine in a sardine can. Oh, now, Mama, Mama, let the candles burn. In the boiling heat of a Texas sun, left to die and her down go about a half of a mile from Mexico. You drive the truck, boy, that's the deal. You just a guy behind a wheel. Get the money all you can. Don't worry about them Mexicans. Oh, now, Mama, Mama, leave the candles burn for one day. On a fishing trip to the Everglades, down there to the tip of Lost Man's Creek. The tide ran out and we slaughtered a bunch of tiny little pecker trout. Yep, ah, we tore it up, reeling them in, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was fishing for meat, I mean I swear he took 11 jewfish, 22 snook, and I could not believe my eyes when a herd of sheep had made the boat capsize. He said, looky there now, we both baptized. Ah, yeah, we baptized. Ah, well, I righted the boat, we began to pull, and up come the devil with marine patrol. The Lord, he laughed, hey, let's lose this snake. So we sped off, pushing 45 through a no-way. He said, slow down, for Jesus' sake. Ha-ha. 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 Ha-ha.
got the dishes and the Lord, he blessed the loaves and the fishes, and he turned salt water into fresh wine, and we both kicked back just feeling fine, dreaming about Thailand.
Be sure to tune in to the Florida Folk Show every Saturday morning from 10 until noon, where they broadcast live from the Craftsman House front porch on Radio St. Pete 96.7 FM.
Don't forget to listen every Wednesday afternoon for Get to the Roots with Stephanie Hinton from 3 to 5 p.m. on Radio St. Pete 96.7 FM or online at RadioSt.Pete.com. Next up is Give Me the Ocean by Daryl Clanton.
And Daryl Clanton plays with a band called The Bad Habit. They're often at the Thunderbird Hotel in Treasure Island at the little tiki hut.
And that will be followed by Self-Help Helped Me by Audrey Auld.
Store. When I got there, I forgot hard, though he got kicked off his land.
If you're interested in an open mic, Beach Bum Barry hosts an open mic at CJ's Backstage in St. Petersburg on Mondays from 6 to 10.
And Charlie Morris has one at Grapes Wine Cafe on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, and I believe that's in St. Pete Beach.